Well, let's take a closer look now at that piece of U.S. diplomacy that was carried out this week on Twitter. Let's set the scene. The Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, was preparing to travel to Washington to begin negotiations on reworking U.S.-Mexico relations when Donald Trump sent out that tweet on Tuesday. "Big security day coming," he wrote, "and we will build the wall." On Wednesday, Peña Nieto's people met with the White House and, according to the Wall Street Journal, told them that if an executive order includes building the wall and Mexico paying for it, the president of Mexico will have to cancel the meeting. Then yesterday morning, Trump tweeted out, "If Mexico is unwilling to pay for the wall, maybe it's better to cancel the upcoming meeting." A few minutes later, Peña Nieto took to Twitter and, in effect, canceled the meeting. Femi Oke is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us from Washington. And Femi, this has just been extraordinary.
Diplomacy via Twitter. Who would have thought that this would be possible? But hey, it's 2017.
It is. And it is this administration with Donald Trump, who has two Twitter handles, one POTUS and one he's kept the real Donald Trump. So he has two. What has caught your eye about the way this U.S.-Mexico story is unfolded?
I've been following the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, and he has been very candid, very frank, very direct, very colourful in his use of language. So he has a lot of Twitter fans. So when this idea of the wall, it resurfaced after President Trump's inauguration, this is what Vicente Fox said: "Mexico won't pay for your wall. You say that America won't neither. Then who's left? It's you and your bleep wall." Hashtag bleep war. And then there's a number of conversations below that. Here's at Robbie Starbuck. This is the against. "The peso is crashing right now. Trump called your bluff. Mexico needs the US 1,000 times more than we need you." And then this is from a sample from the other side. Zadria Bogner says, "A Vicente Foxke, everyone in America loves your stand against at real Donald Trump. You are now our hero." And so it continues. Take a look at hashtag bleep wall. It gives you some idea of the for and against for the war between the US and Mexico.
Well, it's also an amazing part of this. Not only are lawmakers talking to each other and world leaders talking to each other now through Twitter, but ordinary citizens are joining in the debate on social media. Let's move to another big debate this week, the reaction to the memo from the Trump administration to a number of federal agencies, including the EPA and the Department of the Interior, telling them they can't send out social media posts or news releases. Talk a little bit about this and the accounts that have sprung up, these rogue Twitter accounts.
There are a couple of accounts that have popped up this week, and in direct relation to it's a temporary ban on communications while the new administration gets bedded down. It's been seen, depending on what side of the aisle that you sit at, as a gag order, but it often happens between one administration changing to another administration. But that hasn't stopped some rogue accounts setting up or unofficial accounts. So they're related to federal agencies, but apparently run by members of staff for the federal agencies, but they are not the official account. I'll give you a couple to look up because there's humor, there's wit, at actual EPA facts, at Alt NASA, and at Alt Nat Park, sir. And then you'll get this sense of environment and science and pushback to this very memorable week of this new administration.
Okay, real quick, we want to just touch on a last story that burst into social media. The video posted online of Richard Spencer. Now, this is the man who calls himself a white nationalist. Others call him a white supremacist. We saw that meeting that he had in Washington, D.C. He's been called by his critics racist, anti-Semitic. He claims to have coined the term alt-right. And in that gathering in Washington, D.C., his followers raised their arm what appeared to be a Nazi salute. And so people at the inauguration, he attended the inauguration, asked if he was a neo-Nazi. Let's listen.
"Neo-Nazis don't love me. They kind of hate me, actually.
The KKK neo-Nazis.
They, those people don't like me,
to be honest.
Are you
like the hipster version of the neo-Nazi movement?
It's Pepe's become kind of a symbol."
Well, what you're hearing there is someone came up and punched him in the face. It doesn't matter what you think of somebody. That was pretty horrific to see. But what's happening online?
Immediately there was reaction. So from the alt-right, there was, see, this is what happens when liberals can't control themselves. And then from the liberal side of the debate online, there was hashtag punch a Nazi, an ethical debate about whether it's okay to punch a Nazi. So people were saying, what would Harry Potter do? Captain America, that was Captain America's job. And meanwhile, if you have a look at Richard Spencer's Twitter account, it's at Richard Spencer, very easy to find. He's pinned a video response to the conversation about the ethics of punching him. But even underneath that, he's being trolled and people are celebrating the fact that from time to time, people like to punch him in the face. To be continued.
Yeah, it's not the first time that's happened. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome.